You are listening to Making Bank, where we uncover the mindset and success strategies of the top 1% so you can amplify your life and your business.
Welcome to Making Bank. I am Josh Felber, where we uncover the mindset and the success strategies of the top 1% so you can amplify your life and your business today. I'm super excited and honored for today's guest. I want to welcome Cody Sperber to Making Bank. Welcome, dude.
Hey, what's going on? I like the way you say that, man. It's like, I'm like ready to make some bank right
energy.
Now.
Energy. We got some energy.
Let's
for
do it.
It.
I got into flipping houses, no money down, flipping houses, wholesaling. And by the time I turned 28, I was a millionaire. By the time I turned 30, I was a multimillionaire. I went off and I found a mentor, and there's a whole bunch of pieces I'm leaving out. But I got through that first learning curve period, and I started scaling the business. And it's now been over probably 14 or 15 years. I haven't looked back. And
that's awesome.
That has spawned multiple other businesses. I was able to take my money, retire my parents. I was able to invest in other companies, start up stuff, screw everything under this. Like, I've lost so much money trying things. It's ridiculous. The initial period was all overcoming self-limiting beliefs. I looked young. Why would anybody think I'm going to pay cash for their house? I drove a piece of crap Nissan pickup truck. I'm pulling up to their house. I look like I'm 12. My pitch is, I'm going to pay cash for your house and stop your foreclosure. They're like, okay, go get your dad and come on back. And so I had a lot of self-limiting beliefs in emotional baggage from being that kid that was bullied, that had constant change, trying to prove myself to my parents and to the world that I'm worthy of making money and I can do this. So that was a large portion of it. And then overwhelm was a large portion of it. I was getting very overwhelmed. Real estate can seem very complicated.
Sure.
Especially when you're new and you don't have money and you don't have a mentor. And so I was floundering a lot that first year, trying different things. And I was the typical wannabe-preneur that, you know, knew that I really couldn't do or hack anything else. I have been fortunate enough that for the dozens, if not hundreds of mistakes or marketing things where I throw, people know me now and they see this life.
Right.
Where it's
see
like,
this.
Oh, I'm on Facebook. I spend millions of dollars in advertising.
Right.
And they're like, dude, this guy's got it all figured out. I can't tell you, there's not a week that goes by. Before we started this, I was yelling at my marketing team going, dude, we spent $20,000 and got no sales from it. What the heck is going on? You know, so it happens constantly, but that willing to take those risks and try those things, for all of those failures, I've significantly made way more money and had more wins because I was willing to take those risks and fight through those challenges. You know, real estate investing changed my life. Growing up, like I said, I was doing drugs, I was partying with my friends, I had no real ambition, I was floating, you know? And I was lucky enough to fall into a line of work that lit me up. And it was the first time
That's
I really
awesome.
Lit up. And it changed my life and it changed my family's life. And now having financial security and freedom, I feel like I've built a wall around me and my family that is almost financially impenetrable. I don't care what the president does. I don't care about prices of gas going up or down. Like, I have stability through my assets that gives me that feeling of comfort and security. And it changed my life. So I became obsessed with that process of how can I did it for myself, can I do it for other people? That first six figures is a major milestone. Somebody hitting, you know, if you're brand new as an entrepreneur, you hit that six figure mark, that it's like boom, you hit
That's
a major
huge.
Milestone. But to get to a million, then to scale to 10, then to scale to 20 million, it's a whole nother ball game. And I only was able to get there and get that scale because I found and surrounded myself with guys like you and other great mentors that I was able to work my way into those circles, and I served and I served and I served and I just helped as much as I could until finally I kind of built that rapport. And then I, you know, hey, I'm having this challenge with this thing. Can you help me out here? Do you know anybody? And it was like everybody just kind of served back, and it was awesome.
That's awesome.
That I was able to get those breakthroughs because of my network around me. With marketing, I just always took this omnipresent kind of approach where it's like I care so deeply about that customer experience that I just would sit there and model out, okay, what would I want to feel like? I'm new. What are all the things that new real estate investors feel like? What are those challenges? What are those hurdles? Because as I started having success, I started to forget.
Right.
I started having that country club mindset. because now I have the nice house, I have the security. I play golf with my buddies on a regular work day. And so it's like I had to keep going back to the beginning of what do people go through and create that conversation, but do it on every channel available and get all my channels and my marketing messaging in alignment. I think a lot of people fail where they, you know, they're one way on Facebook, one way on Instagram, one way on YouTube, and the messaging gets diluted.
Right.
The people that really win the game, like the Tai Lopez's and Grant Cardone's and that, they're the ones that really understand how to get that messaging out on multiple platforms at one point in time and really just capture all of that. And so I worked really hard on also using cutting edge technology very early on. So direct ringless voicemail,
right?
Text message marketing, email marketing. I leaned in on Facebook and LinkedIn right when they first came out.
Okay.
And I realized that every platform is there's a game. You can gamify it.
Right.
And there's always a way to hack the platform. Mm. It changes, but there's always a way to hack. A lot of people know me from Instagram.
Right.
I've got millions of followers. It's all BS on some level, right? It's like if you're famous and you got a massive TV show or you're a super big celebrity, people naturally
tons of followers. Yeah.
Otherwise, you got to create your celebrity. And so for me, it was like, okay, step one, get my wall on point. So it's like when they show up, are they going to immediately want to subscribe or immediately unsubscribe?
Right.
Or go, subscribe and then take off. And so I spent 90 days just perfecting how I want my wall to look and feel.
Okay.
What's the messaging on there? What's the visual? Is it in, if you look right now, I kind of got patterns going and stuff.
Right.
And so it's like I poured a lot of energy into writing those descriptions and giving people an experience. I went to a bunch of other thousand people with just a little bit more than me, and I served, and I got a little group going where we all supported each other. Then as I got more followers, I got a bigger group together. And I just kept doing that over and over. And surprising enough, you can buy your way to success. When you look at a lot of us successful entrepreneurs, it's like there are PR companies that get me into Inc. magazine. There's no real big secret. If you want into Inc., you buy your way in through a PR company that will write articles about you. Now, you have to be an expert at what you do. They're not just going to write an article about anybody.
Right.
But if you're good at what you do and you're an expert and you're in a niche, you can get that stuff done. That's when I started stepping back and going, okay, how do I pull them off of all these social platforms and into my world? And so from a funnel builder perspective, I'm like a scientist. I go so deep on our funnels. It's like from the squeeze page to the offer to the opt-in to the copy to the follow-up sequences to the text, the emails, the ringless voicemails. Now I'm trapping you and the retargeting campaigns on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Instagram.
Right.
All of a sudden, people are like, Sperber, you are nuts. You are everywhere.
You're everywhere, yeah.
But it all came together because I created the plan to have this omnipresence from day one.
Right. If you missed it, this is loaded with so many just things that you should be taking notes on. Go back, watch this again, listen to this again, rewind, keep watching it and extracting what Cody's talking about. He's left so many clues in there for you that you can apply to your personal life, your professional life, whether you're in real estate, whether you're in e-commerce, whatever that may be. Go back, listen to this again, and make sure you're taking notes. So, Cody, again, thank you for coming in on Making Bank today. Such an honor to have you on the show. Really appreciate your time today.
Thank you, guys. And thank you guys for listening and watching.
I am Josh Felber. You are watching Making Bank. Get out and be extraordinary.
Thank you for listening to Making Bank. If you have enjoyed this episode, please leave a review. And sharing is caring. Follow Josh Felber on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram for more. You can also listen to Making Bank on Amazon Alexa, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and watch on Apple TV, Success Thinkers Network, Amazon Fire, and YouTube.